This is Dodging Death with Stephen Williams Jr. and Ryan Patton.
Ryan?
Evening, Ryan.
Hello, can you hear me?
You're talking as if you're in some kind of hostage situation. These hushed tones.
Do you know what it is?
You're being held hostage.
I know. Should we phone the authorities?
Ken Bigley.
Right. Do you know what it is? It's because I can hear. I've got these headphones in.
Yeah.
And I can hear myself talk. So as I was in the waiting room before coming in, I was doing like my own ASMR. It was quite like sensual. So I was going. I'm being all like hot and breathy, and I was like sort of getting myself all hot under the collar.
Oh, steady on, Ryan.
No, it's not that type of podcast.
I know. You know what? Do that a bit more, though. We'll sell that on the Patreon.
I know, yeah. I'm getting a portfolio together for Babe Station. I'm getting a reel. Go right to the end of the Virgin Channels and you'll see me in my Adidas tracked off.
Between the hours of 11 p.m. and 10 past 11, after that you've got to pay.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be that like little 10 minute free preview.
At which point everybody will turn off.
Yeah, I'll be the fodder that they throw off for anyone to get them in to pay the people to pay the big bucks.
Well, no, because surely they're going to need their filet mignon at the top of the hour to allure
they
people.
What?
Oh yeah, no, I suppose so. So what you're saying is that they'd roll out the big hitters for the free preview.
Definitely, yeah.
And then I'd be the opening matchup on when the suckers have parted with the, you know, $8.99 or whatever. Then he'd be greeted with me, ASMR with me. Worst $8.99 I've ever spent in my life.
Hello, fellas. Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Oh no, did I cut you off too early there, Ryan?
I had a few more tags to throw on about me on Babe Station,
oh,
but
apologies.
You know, it's fine. I can maybe smatter them throughout the rest of this episode.
You say smatter, shoehorn.
No, it's not worth going back. We've moved on. We're rolling.
I know when you listen back to this episode, you're going to send me a message going, oh, I wish I'd carried on with those lines. I did have some funny things to say.
Those tags I had prepared were excellent.
I'm like Jay Leno over the laughs. I'm continuing to tag.
You look very smart, Steve. What's this?
I've said this. I raised this before you come on.
Well,
10 minutes later, the discussion. Sorry, Ryan.
10 minutes, of course. Yes, I've just finished a Zoom magic show.
Oh, yeah. How did it go?
Oh, very well. My second one of the day it was. Two corporates, and my fingers are currently in the air, adopting the cash position.
Do you know what, though? Like, so we're recording this at 6:40 mm-hmm. in the evening. I'm not ready for magic before then.
Are you not?
No.
You know what? Thank God I am.
I don't want to see, you know, you doing a trick at, you know, 1 p.m.
Well, what I've been finding, particularly with the corporate events, they're doing, you know, leadership days over Zoom and like financial meetings. And then because they know people are going to start to wane, that's when they bring me in, and that's why it's during the afternoon.
They combine the two. Yeah. You do a graph of the finances for the last year. This is why they've all disappeared. This is why the money's gone. Unfortunately, that's not a magic trick.
maybe they also prefer the staff to fall asleep watching Steve rather than their financial predictions.
No, it's a thoroughly entertaining show. Also, you say financial predictions. Maybe that's where I should close on. This envelope has been here since the beginning. The second quarter's going to be a bit rough. Good night, everyone.
I predict Barry's going to be redundant by the end of May.
The staggering thing as well. So I've had two today. One was about 3 p.m. The other one was at 5:30. The amazing thing is that in both, almost everybody was drinking.
Really?
Yeah, like all having some wine. One guy I pulled up on screen about our age was drinking port.
Port? Oh, yeah. Do you know what? That man is guaranteed by the end of 2021, he has got a heavy dose of gout. That man is getting a gout crutch by the by November, I reckon. Port in the afternoon. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That is decadent. Henry VIII would sounds a bit much.
Do you know what, though? I was encouraging it, though, because the more you drink, the better my show seems.
Because the less you can remember.
Yeah, yeah, you do the same trick again. These are gone. Done this earlier.
Now I'm just telling a Japan anecdote. So I bought myself this week on Amazon. You may have noticed Strava has had zero activity from Stephen.
I was going to bring it up.
Were you?
Yeah, because I went on a 10-kilometer run today. And so I thought I'd check out see how Paul and Stephen's running's going, and both have not done anything for the Paul, you had like a brief spurt in the beginning
you
of
did,
the year.
Paul.
I did, well, because I've started a new job, I'm now doing like 3 14-hour days. So my
I was like, excuses to me that, Paul.
Killing me in between.
There's 10 more hours in
the
day.
I've done 18 kilometers the other day in work.
Also, what about the other 4 days, Paul?
I know, but my feet, I have the sore feet today. I don't want to develop the gout.
Why are they sore?
Because I was doing long days in work.
Sat on your ass.
18 kilometers, though, that's ridiculous.
I know, it's 15,000 steps are done.
I don't know much about measurements. When we veer away from inches, I've really got no idea. So what are you saying when you said ridiculous there? Good or bad?
No, so a half marathon is 21 kilometers.
Okay.
So Paul's doing 18 kilometers, 3 kilometers less than a half marathon in a working day.
No, no, that is impressive. I was debating doing it today, a bit of a run.
Well, I don't know if you noticed that what appears for the followers. I saw you join the challenge.
Oh, I did join the challenge.
Oh, challenge.
So Steve joined the challenge.
And I didn't realize this is publicly available.
Yeah, it really made me laugh because he very much is dipping the toe into the world of exercise. What was it? It was like you set your target, like doing like 15 minutes of movement a day or something, wasn't it?
So when I opened the Strava app earlier on, it came up with a notification, join this challenge. 15 minutes a day is all you need, 5 days a week. And I thought, well, I can do that. And then underneath, it said start date. And it was on the 10th of April, you know, to try and build the community. And I thought, what I also like is we're delaying this a bit as well.
Yeah, the title of this challenge is 1% better. So, you know, you're aiming high. I don't want to get ripped. You can look too muscular.
Yeah, if people have got too many muscles, they're not likable anymore, are they?
Yeah, I can't be funny, can I? I haven't been in too good shape. So just 1%, that'll do me.
I'm not kidding, though. I came up the stairs before with a bit more gusto than usual, and I was honestly out of breath. Like, that's not a joke.
You should have set your started your Strava tracker and counted it to your exercise.
You know what? I should have.
is that a chocolate finger?
It's not. It is a Mars. You know what you often get in, like, sorry, I know you can hear the munching sounds now.
Yeah, this is like ASMR. This is what my babe station show is going to be like.
Oh, those sounds are going to be for something very different with you, Ryan.
Yeah, it's me in a box of celebrations. I don't like the bounties. Phone in with your favourite celebration.
Quick, you dirty bastard. Yeah, so that's what it was. It was a celebration-sized Mars bar bite.
Oh, it didn't. It looked more longer than that. It looked more rectangular.
Oh, don't worry. I have another to show you.
Yeah, a chocolate finger. Oh, yeah. So it is. You're not lying.
Yeah.
Were you eating chocolate during your Zoom magic show?
No. I can't be there opening a boost halfway through, Ryan.
A boost would be a good one, though, because, you know, you'd be energized for the rest of the show.
Yeah, but Ryan, you see me perform. It's not the most adrenaline-filled performance.
Yeah, you're knackered and you're reaching, have a bite of a boost to carry on.
I've got a stitch halfway through. No, I stand in one spot. I talk, do a few tricks, and I leave.
Well, I don't know if I've said this, but inspired by your workspace, I have attempted the standing desk.
Ooh, and are you loving it?
I'm not loving it. It's incredibly hard.
Yeah, wouldn't your back be killing off bending over to type and stuff?
No,
everything raises, Paul.
Yeah, I've made a sort of an ad hoc standing desk environment.
Yeah.
So I've got a chest of drawers.
Actually, I'm saying it as a la the location, but I don't know if that's
what I do. Well, I done the county, didn't I? I done like the cat.
Cheshire drawers. I don't know, actually.
It's a chest of drawers, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Is it just abbreviated by people with a poor grasp of the language?
If only we had an elocution coach with us.
Yeah, if only.
But I've sort of got, like, so it's like it's a tall chest of drawers.
Okay.
And I've got an it's like Tupperware.
I'm not as tall as you, so I've just opted for like a wicker hamper for mine.
Yeah, so I've got like some Tupperware, yeah. And I've turned it upside down, so like the bottom's up, and I rest my work laptop on that, and that's me standing there, it's sort of eye level.
What was the benefit of turning the Tupperware upside down?
Because if I put it on it, I've took the lid off.
Okay.
You know what? Brutally honest, the lid's lost. Don't have any idea where that lid's gone. So the only thing I can do is I've turned it around. I suppose as well, with it being turned around, I feel like it's more of a rigid structure. I've got more confidence in the architecture.
I don't think you're raising it high enough, though.
I think
you're hunched over there.
I am a bit hunched, but it's not like it's ideally. I need another bit of Tupperware.
No, you do. I'm perfectly straight in this regard. And you know, at first, I was using Amazon boxes, and I had just the stuff atop Amazon boxes.
Oh, I would be so nervous. You use the rest of my laptop on an Amazon box.
Really?
I feel like I could collapse at any moment.
No.
How solid are they?
Well, I didn't open it to get the innards, so it was still structurally sound.
Oh, so it had like a gift in it. Well, not a gift because you bought it yourself, but
yeah,
so
it was actually. Like I subscribe to get a multi pack of kitchen towels once a month.
Is there anything you don't subscribe to? Seriously, every day of the week you must get a delivery with a different subscription. Tuesday, second Tuesday of the month, kitchen towel day. Tomorrow, Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month. Oh, I know, it's the toilet rolls. Jesus Christ!
I've also recently subscribed to Simply Cook, which is like a food service, and I think we've got a referral code, so I'll inject that at this point. It's very good. Well,
if it's a referral code, you could say the sponsors of the show.
But yes, I don't think they'd want to be called that, but nevertheless, we will.
The sponsors of the show.
Simply Cook.
Is that like a meal prep sort of thing?
Well, it's... You go onto the website, you have over 100 things to choose from. And what you actually get are your herbs and spices, their secret blend.
I'm sorry to trample, but I do not like the way you drop the H for herbs and spices.
I know. It's so concerning.
It's not. It's herbs. You've dropped the UR sound.
It sends a shiver down my spine when you say herbs and spices. Anyway, sorry.
So it's a secret blend of the herbs and spices, and they're your accoutrement to the meal. Let me tell you, we've probably tried 30 odd of these, and every single one has been a total smashing success, to the point where we've subscribed.
Oh, what a great sponsor to have for the show.
Oh no, excellent. As long as there is a referral code, otherwise fuck them.
go HelloFresh or something like that instead. If they haven't had a referral code.
Well, kind of in this effort to continue to be healthier, I bought a 2.2 liter bottle of water. which I'm now holding to the screen.
Oh, that's alarmingly big.
Yeah.
And now I'll show you the water bottle.
alarmingly big though wouldn't even be a compliment to have. No one wants anything. You don't want anything on your attached to your body. That's alarmingly big.
Apart from your wallet.
Even with that, you don't want to frighten.
I want to frighten. No.
All you have to do to frighten me is to say herbs again.
You'd be very cheap to take to a Halloween horror night, Ryan.
Yeah, odd pronunciations. Oh, no. Put the H back.
I realized I was incredibly dehydrated permanently. So I bought pretty much 2.5 liter bottle to keep at all times. The problem is that what goes along with that, I'm always going to the toilet.
Yeah.
I've had a similar thing this week because I've got the Garmin Vivo Active 4S smartwatch, have I?
Bit of a mouthful that, Ryan.
But one of the things that you do on the Garmin is you log your water intake. So I think it recommends you have 12 glasses of water a day.
I thought it was just 2 liters. Really depends on the size of the glass, I guess.
Well, the Garmin Vivo Active 4S smartwatch doesn't specify. It doesn't stipulate the size of the glass.
Oh.
So it says, and you've got to like add on the watch when you've had a glass of water, and you get like a little badge at the end of the day. So I'm now drinking water to satisfy my smartwatch. Like what a pathetic existence. I'm trying to impress it, so I get a little buzz. it buzzes when you reach 12. But I had the same thing. I was drinking 12 glasses and I was just always needing a wee.
Yeah, it's but absolutely ridiculous.
I always drink quite a lot of water and I feel like I've realised I'm old recently because I now regularly wake up in the middle of the night for a wee.
No.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to admit a bedwetting experience then.
Be much less embarrassing. Yeah, I regularly.
I don't think he's done that since
now.
You were in Vegas.
You shared the bed,
o'clock.
So you know.
Oh no, that sounds like I've requested it, like some filthy creep. Which was not the case.
He was milking me like a cow.
like a Ricky Martin sort of tale.
Yeah. So,
Louisa Williams.
Is this only recent for you, Paul?
Yeah, the last couple of months, I'd say it's been like a four. I have like a 4 o'clock in the morning wee now.
Wow. What do you do about the lights? Do you turn the lights on?
No, leave them off. We've got like a little. We've got a mirror in our bathroom which has got like quite dim lights around it.
Okay.
Which we leave on of a night for in case any burglars need to use the toilet, really. So that tends to keep me. It's not bright enough where it makes me blind, yeah. But I can also see that I'm not with weeing in my mum's.
Are you all right there, Paul?
Wardrobe.
Pillowcase.
I completely forgot how to talk then.
Well, on Amazon, you can get an LED strip that goes inside your toilet bowl. So for this very reason, yeah. So when you go in of an evening, it's glowing like blue or something, and then you've got a target.
But you need the light to actually get to safely navigate your way to the toilet in the dark, don't you?
Yeah.
Well...
I left you speechless with that.
What you should do? Employ one of those men, like in the airport with the sticks, to usher you in the correct way.
Or I might get a guide dog to help me to the toilet and then I can lift it up.
No, I reckon you'd get a guide dog and it would go, no, I'm not getting out of bed, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah, I've just got a lazy Labrador.
With regards to this, though, am I going to get better? Am I going to not keep needing to go to the toilet? Or is this just my life now?
I don't know. Because you're putting in the liquid intake, aren't you? So it just, I don't think you'll ever like get used to it.
There is something very satisfying about it coming out perfectly clear. I felt the need to tell Callum every time. That was bloody clear, that was.
That's how Ricky Martin started. He started to drink a lot of water and he really, really thought...
People need to see this.
Yeah, he became an exhibitionist.
I found myself very panicked the other day. I was home alone and from an adjoining room, I heard... Oh. Yeah, as if a burglar had come in with the sniffles. And, you know, all kind of rational thinking goes out the window. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like really concerned. So I'm going, hello, you know, trying to disguise the quiver in the voice.
Wouldn't you have taken it though? I'd have taken a bit of confidence, a bit of a boost. The fact that he was under the weather, I'd have thought I could take him. A burglar at full strength, no way.
He might have had COVID though, so it might have been like a superpower for him.
No, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bastard burglar.
Well, I was, you know, I'd paused the television. And I'm now starting to creep out, thinking, what can I have as a weapon here? And I'm tiptoeing around. I'm now thinking I'll sneak up on them. You know,
I think if the burglar would have heard that you was watching, which I imagine it was probably something like "Come down with me" as well, he would have had absolutely
four in a bed.
He would have had no fear of you at all. He would not have been hiding. Although if he'd have broke into that room first, he might have been with the Frankenstein headband.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the Frankenstein gives off an edge that the Williams Junior does not actually possess.
Quite
ominous. Maybe it was Frankenstein who sniffled.
Well, I found out where it was because I thought I'm going to have to check the rooms, and I come into this one. This was the first one I came into. That day, I bought one of those automatic air fresheners. That's all it was. It had just been half an hour.
That doesn't sound like a sniffle. A sniffle.
It does.
It's actually the complete opposite.
No, yeah, it's not.
It's an exhale.
Let me do a... okay, and actually, I've got it right here. I'm going to press the button. Okay. So we can compare. A bit more ASMR here, okay? I'm holding it aloft.
No.
It was the mechanical... No, like it does.
No.
It was the mechanical element.
Do your sniffle.
Okay. Ignore the mechanical part of it.
No.
That's a good sniff, but yeah. I can sort of see what you mean.
Yeah.
You've just sniffed up right in what the trajectory of the spray was, and you must be dying to sneeze now.
Oh, yeah. I'm filled with warm berries now.
Yeah, I think the thing is, it's because you can hear the whir at the end of like the, you know, the mechanism. So
at that point, I'd already gasped.
And also, you think a bit of a burglar came in with a cold and just sniffing?
No.
Do you think he'd follow it? If he'd done that accidentally, go, oh, fuck, shit.
Yeah, in my mind, I thought, this man has tried to keep it in. And I couldn't do it. He could have farted next, for all I know.
But you know, like, a sniffle's not one of those things that you need to do. It's not like a fart or something you can do involuntarily. A sniffle's very much, you know,
if you're under the weather, you've always got a head cold, Ryan. You're sniffling constantly.
Well, that might be because I've always had a head cold. I might have mastered my sniffle, if that makes sense. So I'm always, I've coached my sniffing, so I've got full control over it.
You know what? We don't have to delay this show, don't we?
Or you're stunned by me bragging about my sniffling technique. How good I am at sniffling.
That's twice in this episode you've brought me pause.
Yeah, after a 15 year friendship, I finally found out to do it.
Now, I've got some terrible news. Terrible news. Ryan sent me a message earlier.
I knew this would happen.
To say, have you done the feature? But, unfortunately, I've been spinning other plates.
It sounds like you've dropped all the plates.
So I haven't got a feature for today.
We're not going to reuse an old one. We've done that before. We'll think of one now on the go.
Well, I was thinking we're going to need to ad hoc a feature.
So what about if we do one? Because Paul suggested that we did a bidet-based feature last week, and that was much better than
that was a good actual idea. Yeah.
So I was thinking if it was my turn to do a feature this week,
that's what you would have gone towards.
I would, and that's why I messaged you early on today, because I was thinking he's not going to have planned a feature.
Yeah.
So I would suggest the bidet-based feature, so we have one for this episode.
Well,
there's still absolutely no thought gone into it whatsoever, though. It's still very much a recycled idea.
No, it's not.
And it's my recycled idea too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Paul, you're not the one bloody Google searching fun facts about bidets right now, is it?
And also, you need to find a pun that fits one of our names into it.
Well, yeah, because it's not my birthday anymore.
It's not your birthday anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my bidet in like 9 days, so maybe...
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, I knew you would remember.
While Paul's looking, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, Ryan.
Why?
Because in your texts, when you message the WhatsApp group, whenever you say okay, it's in capital letters, both the O and the K, and I feel like you're shouting at me.
Very, very snotty.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it comes across.
The reply of okay is very snotty.
It's terrible.
It
needs to be... uppercase O, lowercase K, if that's the beginning of the sentence.
No.
You capitalize both?
Yeah, because that's correct.
Is it?
Yeah. That's predictive text.
Who's okay. The predictive text is correct?
Mine's correct. I actually discovered, this could be my discovery, they actually were okay.
we'll save it. Okay. Oh. So are you telling me that I shouldn't be feel like you're being dismissive when you just say okay?
Yeah, because it's like an acronym. It's not okay.
It's two different things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, this is quite good then. Actually, I'll do it. Okay, this is quite good then. So I'm on the website bidetforme.com, number 4. Sites.google.com it is. There are a number of misconceptions which aren't going to help us out.
The you're on a website, the misconceptions about the bidet.
Yeah.
What was there any appetite for that? Is there that many myths about the bidet that needed the whole website dedicated to it?
The 5, 6? There was a bonus misconception. The other 5 don't matter. So let's see. Shall we go through the bidet misconceptions?
I feel like that's going to be the feature, isn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily. Let's do these first, and then we'll build from it. So, misconception number 1: a bidet is too hard to install. With their easy install units, that concern is a thing of the past.
What?
Misconception.
I don't even know what that is.
Number 2. I will have to alter my plumbing to have a bidet. Don't worry, they will work well with your existing plumbing.
Oh, so I didn't realise the structure of the bidet misconceptions was you were delivering it like it from the point of view of the person with the misconception.
That
first one, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm now following the
formula. Well, in that case, let's do it again. Misconception number 3: isn't electricity and water a bad mixture? Yes, it is. Not really a misconception, that one. Misconception number 4: where it is made does not matter. Although it's true in some cases, you definitely want to make sure the manufacturer has a good reputation for creating quality products. And don't you worry, bidetforme.com has that reputation. Number 5.
You've started working for these as well, have you?
Dodge and Death sponsored by bidetforme.com.
Misconception number 5. There's only 2 more, everybody. Washing your face is more important than washing your privates. I don't know if that was a misconception anybody had.
None of these are misconceptions.
A misconception number six, the bonus one, it's too embarrassing to have a bidet. Misconception because they are, in fact, popular all around the world.
I thought the misconception was going to be it's unhygienic to wash your face in a bidet, and then bidetforme.com was going to dispel that fear. And
be no.
Wash your face, moisturize in the bidet in our bidets.
What's unhygienic is to throw up in one and then to wash yourself in a bidet after it. Ryan.
Yeah.
No, I was the vomiter.
and I naturally was the user afterward without knowing... Ryan had done that.
Yeah, apologies for that.
So, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I can get three questions in a bonus round after this.
Why didn't you use them?
I know.
Because I read... Did you not listen to them, Paul?
No.
What were the questions have been?
Who invented the bidet?
Okay.
How many bidets are there worldwide?
Oh, that's quite a good one. Okay.
Which country has the most bidets?
There's not like a bidet census, though, is there? That you could ever decide that on.
Okay, shall we give this a go?
Where does the name bidet come from?
Paul, whose feature is this? Oh, it's yours.
Mine? I'm here for the golden bidet, though.
Just a little interesting thing that I noticed, because I was Googling bidet away.
Yeah.
Bidet, only one letter difference to Biden.
Oh. Let's do round one. Oh, wrong bed. Round one.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is shambolic.
Yeah, we need a bidet to clean this fucking shit.
Who invented the bidet? Is it A, Arnold Cohen? Is it B, Danko Avia? Or is it C, Jan Schaal?
Oh, do you know, I thought you were going to really struggle to come up with the other two, not even the two that invented, the two that didn't invent the bidet.
Well, I'm on a random name generator to guide this behind the name.com.
The inventor was going to be like Thomas Bidet.
Yeah, Barry Bidet.
Well, I will tell you, on Wikipedia, it's got this person's name followed by Mr. or Mrs. Bidet.
Oh, so they were that was their like their title.
Well, self-titled.
If you did invent the bidet, though, you'd want to be known as Mr. Bidet.
Oh, you would.
Or Mrs. Bidet. So what were the names again?
It was Arnold Cohen. B, unfortunately, the random name generator won't let me go back.
Right.
Oh, is it C, Jan Schaal?
I'll go away.
Paul, are you locking an A?
Yes, please.
I will go C, Armitage Shanks.
That is correct, Paul. You have the point. Okay, so let's go for round number... Bit of a delay in this because I'm trying to find what the next question...
I think everyone's well aware of what's going on. You don't need to clarify that you're pausing because you're currently searching for what the questions are going to be.
Shows are a better quality than this. Absolute shambles.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Bidet trivia questions improvised on air. And improvise badly as well. We're going to lose our standard in Brazil.
Don't say. I think this improvising has been quite good. It was the random website that let me down. Okay, let's go.
Day by day.
Let's go for round two. According to this manufacturer, do you need to wipe after using a bidet? Now this is the manufacturer's guidance. So, yes or no? Just two options here.
Can I go first?
You can go first.
I think the manufacturer wants to sell his product, so he's going to say it's that good you don't need to wipe following the bidet usage. So I'm going to say no.
I would have said yes, because I think the manufacturer wants to avoid any liability for poor use of the bidet and stains underwear.
Okay. It's a bit of a strange one, this.
It's a yes or no answer.
What is it? It's not ambiguous.
Well, did you say yes or no, Ryan?
I said no.
Okay.
I said yes.
You said yes. One of you has it right.
Why was it? I have no idea which one it is.
Ryan Patton.
Yeah.
See, but here's why it's a strange one, because the manufacturer said you don't need to wipe after using a bidet because the bidet's water pressure will be sufficient to get you completely clean. However, some people still choose to wipe after using the bidet because it's the quickest way to dry yourself off. So the reason that's a strange thing is, let's say you've plunged and you're wet. Of course you're going to dry. You're not going to air dry around the house.
This is why, though, they need the Japanese toilets. The Japanese toilet technology is just way more advanced than us, because they've got the dryer, haven't they?
Yeah. There's like that kind of hair dryer element, which is lovely.
that's what I'm looking forward to most when lockdown ends.
What?
Finding a toilet, like, because I discovered the Japanese toilet technology had arrived on our shores, hadn't it?
Where?
It was in London.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking, you know, whilst everything's being closed, I reckon the hospitality in Liverpool, surely there must be some restaurants around that have thought, this is the time to update our toilet technology.
Surely, just to beckon people in, if anything.
Oh, yeah, and I'd be beckoned.
Okay,
I'm gonna ask before I make a reservation to what their toilet situation
about.
Is. What's your toilet hygiene situation, please, before I confirm this booking?
Okay, let's see.
Were you allowed to sit in beer gardens? Are you gonna be allowed to go indoors to use the toilet? Anyone thought about that?
Everyone's just, oh, it's just filth everywhere.
You're just going to be stood in the toilet with the pint trying to get warm.
Or they have to have like one of those, like, out, or maybe they have everywhere like portaloos.
Just dotted around the city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a point.
Yeah, it's not going to end well, though, is it?
Oh. No.
Thousands of portaloos.
I've seen how you leave an actual loo, Ryan. I'm gonna be okay. This third one, it isn't the strongest, but here we go.
After the first two questions, if this isn't the strongest, God yeah, knows what it is.
The first two questions have been unbelievably fragile as well. So, what on earth? How bad is this question gonna be?
Although bidet is a French term, the fixture is more common in other European countries.
Oh.
So just to give you a little bit of a background on this question.
Oh, God, this is terrible.
I'm on the website homeinspectionmontreal.com.
Okay.
Okay. And and this first one is the top bullet point under some fun facts about bidets. So they've listed two locations where the bidet is more popular than in France. So my question to you is going to be, what location have they not named?
Okay.
This was just down to the writer of the of this article, but
you're blaming the content writer for your shoddy feature.
Okay, so back to the question. Oh, I've lost the tab. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Although bidet is a French term, the feature is more common in other European countries, such as Italy, Portugal, and the Netherlands. Which one of those did Home Inspection Montreal not name?
Oh, who's first?
What are the possible answers?
Possible answers, Paul, are Italy, Portugal, or the Netherlands?
I don't think they use a bidet as much in... I'll go Netherlands. They use quite a lot in Spain, I know that. And Portugal and Spain are both like... Iberia? Are they both?
Yeah.
The Iberian Peninsula?
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I think Portugal will have adopted it.
Okay.
Italy... The Italians like to be clean, don't they? They're very have a very high level of hygiene about them. The Italians.
Okay.
Whereas the Dutch are just dirty pot smoking idiots.
They speak very highly of you, Paul.
I think my answer is going to be Italy, because I think when improvising, I don't think Steve would have came up with either Portugal or the Netherlands.
Have you not seen the quality of these questions, Ryan?
He'd have said Holland and not the Netherlands.
That's exactly. I don't think he'd have said the Netherlands.
for an international traveller, he's got no geographical not.
Yeah. Geographical. Oh, it's
another feature.
A better feature could have been like geographical knowledge.
Yeah,
and it could have been like more geography. Instead of dealing with this shocking of a bidet feature, and I think Italy wasn't on that.
Geography.
Okay, so what are we locking in?
I'm locking in Italy.
Locked in Holland, the Netherlands.
Okay. So, I can confirm one of you has it right. In Portugal are named by homeinspectionmontreal.com. Which one haven't they named? Was it Italy or was it the Netherlands?
I feel like you're asking us now genuinely because you've lost the website.
They never named the Netherlands. That came from Stephen's mind. Give me absolutely no credit for knowing locations there.
Wow, that does surprise me.
Well, we have a bonus round. And for this, I like the idea of phoning Christy last time, so shall we phone Josh again? Because really, there are three potentials, Christy, Josh, and Roy. We've got no one else to possibly phone. So shall we phone Josh?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, okay.
Is he available? Do we know he's available? Or is
no idea. No idea.
Stab in the dark again.
Absolutely no clue. So I'm plugging in my phone. Lee Jones. Ringing.
I think he's going to be otherwise engaged. How many rings are we giving him?
I'm just going to keep phoning back.
Oh.
Hello. Oh.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, evening. Steven.
You're on Dodging Death Podcast.
Hello. Hello. Go and say again.
So, look, Josh, here's the situation we're in. We're currently mid-feature and it is going terribly. Forgot to write one, and we've been improvising, and there are really only so many bidet facts. So, we've come to the bonus round, of course. Here's why you're on. Are you ready for the bonus round?
I'm absolutely ready for the bonus round, yeah.
Here we go with the bonus round. So, in... the United States, bidets aren't incredibly popular. Something of a rarity. So, my question to you is, what is the average cost of a bidet in the United States?
Ooh.
And this website suggests the reason they are so rare is down to price.
But you said before on bidet, when you was dispelling the bidet myths, that they weren't that expensive.
Well, yeah, because bidet4u.com was trying to tell you otherwise.
Yeah, they're flogging them, so I don't think that's actual...
They're second-hand ones.
An investment in your life, Paul, can never be expensive. So, how much is the average going rate of a bidet in the United States, according to homeinspectionmontreal.com?
$2,500. I'm going to go for it.
Josh. Ooh. I've just realized he was right there because, I mean, not right about the question, but he would try to. I shouldn't have been giving
options.
That would
have been incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So you're going for $2,500.
Yes.
A diamond encrusted bidet.
Ooh. Like Donald Trump's gold toilet. Ryan, you can go next because I won the original feature.
Okay, I'm gonna go for. I reckon the average bidet is about $200.
$200, Paul.
I'm gonna go. I can do this where I can win if I can do the maths quick enough here.
I mean, we do have all night. It's not like Josh has got a party to get back to.
And I just pick somewhere slap bang in the middle.
Yeah, but what I like the
fact that, what I love is that there's the fact that you work out masks were actually pure guess.
If I use the maths for it, a total potluck.
It's like fucking Goodwill Hunting in his fucking.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
A beautiful mind, called Paul G.
$600.
$600. So we've got. So Josh has really gone high here.
I've gone high.
Ryan, you've gone 2. Paul has gone 6. And Josh, you've gone 2-2.
I went 25. 25.
Oh, 2-5. Okay. According to homeinspectionmontreal.com, the going rate of a bidet in the United States is $400.
Oh, Ryan, we've drawn.
It's a draw.
No,
you rounded up, Steven.
Is it $410? $420?
No, they've said 400. Ordinarily, we go to another question, but I think we'd struggle.
Oh, we've exhausted the day content here.
I think I should get the point because I won the original round.
No.
I won the best of 3.
Josh, I'm going to let you decide here.
Oh, I'm fiery. You can't be throwing me under the fucking bus here.
Okay. Shall I find another question then?
Oh, I'm exhausted by bidet content. Exhausted. Find something else.
One
could say, Ryan, that you're pooped.
Oh, excellent, Josh. Get him a mic. They help address hemorrhoids and genital health. Could have been a nice question for us.
Is that a fact or just a...
this feature has been one big bidet advertisement. We haven't said one negative about the bidet yet.
I will never say anything negative about the bidet. Okay, you know what? I'm going to make the executive choice here because my frantic Googling on this side is really not coming up with anything. That Ryan gets the point.
Yes.
We are going to round up.
Controversial. I would have gone for
Paul. Would you, Josh?
You've got to round
my favourite feature yet, that.
Yeah, I did round up. Ryan said 200.
What? Yeah, no, what did they do? You want Brucey's Prices Right? You can go a penny under, can't go one pence over.
Sorry to cut you off there, Paul. Ryan, you said 200, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and Paul said 600, so Paul, should get the point.
Oh, no, I think because of Ryan's guess, I'm rounding up. To it.
No,
Paul went over. He went over the price.
And Paul was judged on tactical, whereas mine was a legitimate guess.
I was going to go 400, but your one threw me
off.
But
you didn't know, did you, Paul? You know, it's all well and good saying I was going to, but you didn't, did you? I think Ryan should get the point, actually. He's convinced me there.
The democracy of
here we go.
Why?
He's convinced me. No, Stephen convinced you because you went over.
You went over, yeah.
Who invited him to bloody play?
Yeah, you went bust.
What? Bloody 2,500 man over there making decisions. I'm the man who couldn't even think of the game. It was my game.
Well, look, a potential question is around what year did they originate, but I don't think we can put anyone through it.
No, we can't.
1942.
Paul, it was the 1700s.
1850. I win again.
No, you're over, Ryan.
2 points.
You know what, Josh? Fuck it. You can have the point.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll have it.
Give the point to Jackson for his birthday present.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, a controversial game. One that wasn't without its flaws.
One that I hope never sees the light of day ever again.
A week ago, Ryan, you were like, oh, this is a great idea for a feature.
I know. But in practice, you know, you learn things, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
And I want that to be buried in a time capsule in a bunker, just never, ever uncovered. Who makes the time capsules? Like Tony Robinson or something?
What?
There's a show called Tony Robinson's Time Capsules.
I don't think he makes them. I don't think he makes them, Ryan.
No, just use like a Pringles can or something, doesn't he?
No, but I thought Tony Robinson had a show where he went round and sort of, it was like a sort of a travel show.
Is Tony Robinson the extreme fisher?
Yeah, I think so.
That's Tony Robinson.
Tommy Robinson's time capsule, I'll tell you.
I'm going to Google Tony Robinson's time capsules, this is potentially nothing.
Robson Green is the extreme.
Robson Green, yes.
Isn't Tony Robinson like a motivational speaker?
No, that's
Tony Robinson. Tony Robinson is the time team guy.
Yeah, it's time team, and it's to do with time capsules.
Yeah, it is. It's like you're looking back at architectural discoveries.
Oh. See. So that reference.
Do you know
worked.
What? This smugness, Ryan, makes me want to remove your point once again.
Yeah, who's ever had smugness about that they know the Showtime team?
All right, well, Josh, this has been lovely.
It's been lovely to speak to you, fellas.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to see each other soon.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Although not too soon, because my Zoom magic shows have really taken off, and you know, I want lockdown to continue because of it. Yeah,
I'm taking all the credit for my my reaction to obviously your trip.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, Josh's reaction got volume and everything. Mine audio cut, unbelievable.
Josh,
but to be fair though, Ryan, you were like the chaplain to my Hanks. You know what I mean? Like,
ooh.
I'll take chaplain, but you know, I was like outdated then, wasn't I, by like modern cinema? So that's not great.
The problem is, though, most people will have seen that moustache you had as being more Hitler than anything.
More Mugabe. I'm going to have it.
Oh, well, enjoy your quesadillas. Right. And what was the other thing? It was something cabbage.
Yeah, I had like a broccoli rob, which is like a fried broccoli salad.
Okay.
Check it out. It's delicious.
Check it out.
There you go. That's how I'm going to sign off now. That's going to be my new catchphrase.
Have you heard of the website Simply Cook?
Yes, I do know, yeah.
I've subscribed to Simply Cook because I think they're excellent, and we'll be dishing out little gag there. Referrals. So you know, if you fancy it.
Yeah, you can refer me. I'm not going to definitely do it, but you can definitely refer me if you wish.
I'd be a bit more keen if you were definitely doing it. Mull it over. You know, I'll send you a photo of whatever I make with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Send me the photo of your culinary creation.
Yeah.
And then I'll come to a decision.
Josh, well, just before you go, Colonel Sanders, he puts in what? 11 secret...
herbs and spices.
Okay, no, forget it then. Ryan had a go at me before for saying herbs instead of herbs, so I was really hoping you'd back me up.
No, it's herbs and
very
spices.
Concerned with the way he drops his H for herbs.
No, that's all right. Well, cheers, Josh.
Sorry, fellas, for disappointing you there.
It's all right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. He was all right until the end, wasn't he?
I was lost to broccoli Rob. too close to Dominic for my liking.
Shall we do?
I don't like my food to share surnames with Tory politicians.
Yeah, that's why I went off the Salmon Johnson. Let's do.
You won't see me near a Sunak.
Oh no, a Sunak sounds delicious.
A Sunak does sound delicious.
Yeah.
You went Gove. You won't see me near a Gove.
Oh, maybe like a garlic Gove. I go, yes, please.
Yeah, but I'd assume that you've mispronounced clove.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Discover Stee.
You were braced with a fact earlier, Ryan. So what was that?
I was. So it was about the origins of the phrase okay. So you, because you were alarmed by me using capital letters for my okays.
It just seems really rude.
No, why is it rude? I'm not shouting. It is. That is the correct way of doing it. Is my predictive text does that.
Yeah, but just because my predictive text always says I'm telling people to duck off, it doesn't mean it's correct.
Yeah, but I just go with predictive text. I the Oppo Reno Pro 4G knows me better than I know that. Than I know myself, so I should say.
Sally knows your browsing history, you dirty bastard.
It's my own Babe Station videos. So, okay, it was a deliberate, the etymology. So this is all going a bit Suzy Dent again.
It is a bit, yeah.
So this is what I discovered this week. The etymology of okay, it was a deliberate, humorous corruption of all correct. So it all correct became all correct, correct with a K. So OLLKORRECT. So that became like a common phrase, and then that then became abbreviated to okay. So it's two words put together, acronym. So that's why it's often capitalized too.
I do not believe a word of anything you've just said.
Yeah,
I'm on Wikitionary. How would you say it? The Wikipedia dictionary, the Wikitionary.
No, not having it. The B-Day facts were more likely to be true than that.
Well, that was good. All correct.
No.
My Discover Stee is all correct.
Just know, when you send us a message with capitalized okay, we are not happy about it.
This is all getting a bit like your interaction with your therapist again.
I'm current. Paul, have you just hit yourself with a ball there? okay, my fact... Humans are the only animals that blush.
Oh!
Yeah. Isn't it nice when the facts are very snappy like that?
Isn't it that because humans have only got the complexion to blush, though, maybe? No, it's not true, actually, is it? Because, like, yeah.
Are we the only creatures, though, that would feel that emotion?
Yeah, I assume that's it.
That's definitely it, isn't it? Yeah, because I was thinking, like, how could you ever tell her, like, a spider was blushing or something, but yeah, you're right.
I think if I started just shitting in public, I'd probably stop blushing as well.
How would you make a pigeon blush?
Paul, have you got the fact book there?
I have.
Okay, and Ryan, I'm going to let you decide on a page.
Page 185. I don't know where to pull that from, to be honest. Not that it was like...
It was like you were impressed with yourself.
Yeah. What if... That was 3 digits, that right well done.
Between 1 and 300.
Well, you know your hundreds. You smart bastard, you get into Cambridge, you. Anything about B-Days on 185?
Oh, maybe there's in the index.
I did find one before. I was looking for one about B-Days, and I found one about toilets instead.
I mean, that's close enough.
But 10%...
A toilet can be a B-Day if you try hard enough.
Not according to Home Inspiration Montreal, yeah. Comic-Con. Yeah,
you know, it's got the water. You manually splash. You create the waves.
Oh, no, because... Depending
like
on
real sun center.
Depending on what comes out, you need to mush into the grid system.
Oh god, mush. That's the
well. Moving on. 10% of British train toilets flush directly onto the tracks.
Oh really?
Oh,
apparently so. Yeah,
that's a great fact.
That's good. That one.
There you go. So
highlighted around that.
I'm assuming the toilets just in and around the Blackpool area. good to see you fellas.
Yeah,
good to see you, Stephen. Yeah, a pleasure.
And look out on Strava. Make it all a 15 minutes of exercise a day for me.
Oh, yeah, I'm
starting on the 8th of April.
the 10th pull, the 8th I'm pigging out. You can follow us on Instagram, which is
at Dodging Death Podcast.
You can send us an email with any... Well, we did have an email, actually. Is it too late to mention it?
Is it too late? Are we on the wind down?
We are on the wind down. You know, we finally get an email and we don't bring it up early doors.
We instead wasted 25 minutes on talking about bidets.
Yeah.
Tune in next week to see what the email was.
Ooh. Maybe we should release the email on Patreon.
Ooh.
It's very Julian Assange of you, that, Paul.
I know, yeah. GDPR, Paul.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about the email then.
No.
No.
What was it about? Was it interesting?
Well, do you remember... I think we've started now. Do you remember?
Yeah, we're talking about the email. I thought we were teasing.
Oh, okay, fine. You know what?
No, I'm fine. I don't want to pick it on air. It's fine. You want to go for it, you go for it.
So, yeah, a week ago when we spoke about my dad's problem with the cat shitting in his garden.
Oh, yeah.
I said if anybody has any tips and suggestions on how to stop these pesky cats, could you let us know? In the 91 episodes of the official Dodging Death we've done so far, this was the only thing to garner a response.
Oh, when I got that ping, I was thrilled.
I was the only one response.
Oh, there's only one response.
Oh, yeah.
One response. But it was a tip. It was a tip for how to deal with these pesky cats.
Do you want to read it, Ryan?
Into your garden. So the person said that we should repurpose wooden chopsticks as garden stakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and cruel.
A little tag as a experiment with the space, and because, you know, that's something that you got to work out.
Yeah.
Certain cats must respond differently because the cats must recognize that's like a fence.
Mm.
But then I'm thinking now.
They parade over fences. They
weave.
The
garden's already walled. What is it about the chopstick then? I'm beginning to think this is
nonsense. This is an unwalled garden.
It's an unwalled garden.
Yeah.
So I think what this listener is suggesting is that your dad make a sort of ad hoc wall out of chopsticks. Does he often order from, like, you know, Wok and Go? Like that. Has he got a wealth of chopstick collection?
I don't think I don't think he does have that many to hand.
Tell him he's got to start ordering. He's got to start ordering takeaways.
Also, Ryan, those Wok and Go chopsticks—they're supposed to be disposable. You're not supposed to cling on to them.
Well, he's recycling it though, isn't it? Because he's using it as a cat fence.
I suppose so, but then you'd see the remnants of a hot box on there.
Yeah, it will probably allure more cats, like rats and that as well. All the urban animals, a fox and everything will be there.
I absolutely love a hot box as well. It'd attract me. I'd come and start pooing on the grass.
That would be our next email request. How do we stop Paul from pooing?
I know we attract Paul to it. Just put some neon lights outside your house. That'll draw Paul in. Ooh,
I've just had an idea, actually. If what he put down was attracting the cats, why doesn't he put that on a neighbor's garden? You know,
get him on the show. We need to tell him immediately.
If he has a street nemesis, that's what he can do.
Oh, absolutely, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the way to go. Forget your wooden chopsticks. Sorry, listener. I appreciate the email, but we've moved on.
Do either of you two have a street nemesis?
I don't have a street nemesis, no.
No.
We're very insular on my road.
We used to have the brownie. And he was only called that because he lived in a brown house. No one knew what his name was.
Okay, can we clarify a bit more about this man, please, Paul?
Yeah, I was going to say, Jesus, this is not good. Oh my God, this is awful, Paul. I am not going to be your friend after this.
Sounded like Prince Charles then, didn't I? Talking like Markle. The kid.
This is the last episode of Dodge of Death ever.
He lives in a brown house. He was a Caucasian chap who lived in a brown house.
I'm glad to be glad of either.
He used to pop our footballs and stuff.
Oh, we popped the footballs.
Yeah.
Were they going into his garden, though?
Only his front garden.
Oh.
Wasn't the nicest of men.
Oh, no. He must have had to be like really keen to pop the balls if he just went in his front garden to get out there straight away and pop it. He must have been waiting. He was pissed.
He was.
Also, he was probably sick of you calling him that. That didn't help your case. Right, well, before Paul says anything else offensive, you can follow us on Patreon, which is patreon.com/dodgingdeathpodcast. I think that's it.
You want to send in another email.
Oh yeah, but in for what?
Just with anything.
Oh, okay. I didn't know, because people
91 shows, Ryan, and we've had not one email.
we've had one email
in 91 shows.
Yeah. And on episode 182, we've had an email.
Oh, we're only 9 shows off the 100.
No, I know we are.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
God, we'll have to do something.
We'll be in person as well, so, you know, it'll be a biggie.
We should record that, like, out in a pub.
Terrible, the background noise and the listener.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's a find a quiet pub, but I think we should.
What was that stick on it?
And also, I'm not sure the other patrons would appreciate it.
Shut up about bidets, you stupid bastards.
Shut the pubs again.
I wish we didn't lock down.
Oh yeah, all right, well, cheers, fellas. Oh yes, email with anything at all. What's the address?
It's dodgingdeathpodcast@gmail.com.
Here we go. I will see you next week.
See you next week.
Leave Dodging Death a 5-star review on iTunes. Mwahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahah